All right, what's going on, guys? It's Tuesday. It's June 8th, 2021, and you're on the street with Ali Reza. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. They're opening everything up, and I get to deal with the public once again. And I got to say, it hasn't even opened up. They're telling us June 15th, you'll be able to cough on someone inside of a restaurant. But people are out. It's great. I'm out. Fuck it. And at the same time, this is making me think that I think we can't do it. It's not working. Democracy's not working here in Canada. We've tried it for, I don't know, 150-something years? I mean, what do you call democracy? Maybe in the last 20, perhaps. Whatever your definition is, whatever. I don't know, whatever the government did to you. Depending on what the government did to you, sometime maybe your democracy came, maybe it hasn't even come for some, you know? But whatever it is, we tried it. It's not working. It's not working. People are out. Oh, God. Oh, they're out. They're out with those shorts. I can't do it. You got to put more, there's got to be some more fabric. It can't be happening on a Sunday. You cannot subject me. You know, I'm not going to church, but can I feel like as a sovereign entity, my eyes, what does that even fucking mean? I just want some goddamn rights to not be able to see that. What does that even mean? Sovereign entity. Someone said that to me and I thought it sounded smart. So I'm like, let me throw this in when necessary in the next 4 to 8 weeks. And it makes no sense. That guy sounded like a prick, and I sounded like I had no idea what that even meant. What does that even mean? I keep hearing it here and there. Countries refer to it as themselves, and that's why John Cena got in trouble. Yeah, but they're opening things up. How do you feel? We need this country needs like someone like Idi Amin. Oh, if we could take, not for a long time, just for like a short period to get people to start standing up straight, you know, stop standing up straight and getting off the phone, driving better, you know, getting off the internet, shit like that, just to get people, you know, that's what he did. He didn't really, I mean, that's from what I know. He just straightened some people out. And that's what we need in this country. We don't need somebody. He got the salt and pepper hair over there. I don't know when that happened. He's aged. This guy's really aged in the last, let's say, 18 months. He's not been handling it well. And it shows on his face. It's very important. You cannot be prime minister with a bad face. If you look tired, people start saying, hey, is this guy... The accusations start. Usually it's cocaine, all right? Heroin, maybe? What's hot out there? Pick one. That's what it looks... I mean, I'm not spreading the rumors. I'm just telling you what the word on the street is. As soon as you start looking tired, I don't care if you sell fucking Toyotas. As soon as you start looking tired, they immediately accuse you of being on cocaine. It's a quick accusation. Within the community does not have to abide by the laws of a jury convicting a person. They'll convict you on the streets. And by streets, I mean the suburbs, the safe suburbs, where women have all the time in the world to be just out and about at like 2 p.m., to be just at a park with their kids. And, you know, two out of three are cute. So she's doing okay. Again, you need a good face. But for some reason, this woman just goes on the internet and makes it seem like she's in the Gaza Strip. And her suburban gas-filled SUV makes her feel like she's in the Gaza Strip. You know, she's just fucking being suffocated by all these, it's mostly men. It's mostly men. It's what it is. I wish it was someone else. I wish this woman in the suburbs with a gas-filled SUV, might be even premium gas, at least $1.45 a liter, thanks to Mr. Trudeau. This woman feels like she is just being suffocated by these men. She can't go outside, you know? Can't go outside without a... What do you got? Switchblade? That's good. Get something bigger. Get something bigger. Maybe a sword. Ah! Screaming. That's good. That's good. Also, for some reason, that apparently I'm just finding out about this. You know? I'm just finding out about this. Apparently, there's a group of men out there. I have not met these people because I am not, was born after 1953. So they're out, apparently. And here's the thing. I got to be honest with you guys. I think that, and I know it, you're like, there, he's staying on script. Nothing new from this guy, but I'm sorry. I think the women are lying. I think they're lying. They're accusing these men who I straight up don't think exist. Are apparently these men are telling them to smile. You know, maybe they watch Batman. Apparently there's men out there telling women to smile. They look upset. And I call bullshit on this. I don't think these men exist. I think these women are making up these stories. I think they're making this shit up. I don't know. Listen, here's the thing. You think, what am I, a fucking gentleman? You're like, oh, what are you going to write it off on? I'm a fucking animal. So are all of my friends. We say some shit Billy Bush would fucking blush at. Okay? And I never seen an angry woman. Me and my friends were just fucking hanging around the neighborhood. And we see an angry looking woman with a frown on her face. And we're like, hey, look. Let's approach and tell her to go smile. We're not fucking doing that. You know, oh, look, that bitch looks angry. Let's go the other way. We're scared. I have many fears. Most of them. Let's see. Top fears. Women. Saddam Hussein's ghost. Snakes. That's it. I got no time to approach. What am I? One of those teenagers in the scary movies? Oh, look. There's some danger. Let me go approach. None of that shit's happening. Nobody, who's telling women to smile? No one is doing this. They are making this up. These are lies. I would know. I'm an expert. I lie all the time. So I'm an expert. What was that? Catch Me If You Can. They brought Leo in because he was good at faking the checks. So, and they had some checks out there being fake, so they brought the criminal to catch the criminals. I know liar when I see one. These women are lying. This is a good time to transition and talk about the good people. Ah, the good people. The good people of 1QKushin.com. Go to the number 1, KYOKUSHIN. He's got new products coming out. He's got new colors. Go check it out. 1KyoKushin.com. And I got to fucking make a note here. 1KyoKushin.com. The number 1, KYOKUSHIN. I'm going to put the little link in the description to the shop. Go buy the shirts. Go wear the shirts. That's not their motto, but they're good people. Go check them out. Oh, Jesus Christ. I had to fucking pause that shit. I had this cough all fucking day. And no, it's not what you think, okay? Take it easy. I had this green-ass sauce. I don't know where the fuck it's from. It's not even Mexican. It's something worse. It's like Honduran or something. They go even spicier. And I think it went out down the other way. It went one of the tubes in my lung. Like the one that's supposed to come up, it went down. I don't know what's going on in there, but I had this, and like people are scared. Imagine you just call, they're just about to open some shit up. Oh my God, here we go. And I'm already a fucking mark. You know, I look like I'm new in town. I'm a fucking mark. Here's the thing. Am I going to blame my woman? A little bit. With the hat she wearing, it's too much. So I already look like a fucking mark. And I don't need to be coughing on people just as if they're fucking open. Like, how am I going to explain to these people? They're about to open some shit up, and this fucking immigrant comes in with his Chinese woman, you know? They all call her my wife, and I don't really correct them, you know? Who gives a shit? Let them just say stuff, you know? But I'm already a fucking mark. Am I going to get robbed? I don't know. I hope not. It's a dangerous time. Dangerous time. I'd be out there robbing people. Oh, sometimes I wonder, what if I was in a life of crime? Would I make it? Make it like a couple of years. I don't know how I'd die, though. I'd die at something stupid. You know, like it was, we were having an outing. Me and all the other criminals, they always hang out and go duck hunting and shit. I don't know. They go do something, right? They go goose. What was Dick Cheney doing? He's having a quail hunt and then he shot his friend. That most criminals like do that shit. Whether it's cartel, they'll go do golf. It's always some sort of team building exercise that you think some corporate company selling software or whatever would do just to fucking get the people getting along in the lunchroom. You know? What am I going to do? Go hang out? Go hang out with... it's like, I can't fucking do it. You know what I mean? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. I'd probably die at one of those fucking... well, just like that. One of those fucking events. Those criminals. Whatever it is. Pharmaceutical. They're doing the golf. I don't think I'd go to a golf, though. Probably be something stupid like laser tag. Really basic. I'd probably die at one of those. Some fucking freak accident. All this crime I pulled. And I didn't die. All my rival fucking criminal people. They didn't want to kill me either. You know? I just died at fucking laser tag. Died at laser tag. You could have died at all the other heists and whatever. But I mean, what would I even do if I was a criminal? What would be my crime? I'm too... not robbing anybody. I'm not pulling no guns. No. Too much of a little bitch to do that. I'll be honest with you. I'm not doing that. I do some sneaky shit, probably. Something with cars. Something really cowardly, you know? Like, I'd fake something. I'd probably fake something. Fake parts. Fake... what are those? I don't know. Hood ornaments. They're fake. I just sell them. I don't... something really stupid. But it would pay me enough for me to live my monkey-ass lifestyle. You know, what am I trying to do? I'm just trying to buy a fucking cooler, fill it with some booze, and have a fucking summer. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to... What are these people trying to do? Every left and right. You know, most of them are liars. Like, I'm telling you, they're nobody's... who? Nobody? Nobody! I've never heard this. I'm about to turn 33 years old. In my 33 years on this fucking planet, I have never heard a man tell a woman that they need to smile. Maybe on TV as a bit, a part of the lies. But in person, I've never seen a mammal tell another mammal to smile. They're making this up, and I hate to bring it back to it, but... that's pretty much what this country needs Idi Amin, you know? Oh, God, I can picture it right now. Idi Amin in Canada. Oh, we would shape up. The Leafs might have a fucking chance. Under an Idi Amin regime, the Toronto Maple Leafs would beat their French rivals. The Montreal Canadiens. Under Idi Amin, we can make it happen. I got Toronto's... I mean, I could be his fucking... I could be his campaign manager. I could be Idi Amin's campaign manager. I would 100% get the Toronto vote. Because those people are fucking simple. Those people are simple. You know, back in the day when Ahmadinejad Judd was running... I think the first time he ran for president... president, air quotes, of Iran, he promised a town. So he went to some town. They weren't Irish, but for some reason they loved potatoes. and they had a potato shortage. For some reason, this town had everything. They had lamb. They had all kinds of cilantro. But for some reason, they didn't have potatoes. So they were susceptible to being bribed with some potatoes for some votes. He went in. He said, listen, I got bags of potatoes in that truck. I will unload the potatoes if you let me load you onto the truck where the potatoes was at. And he kept saying potatoes at them. They got a little bit confused and they voted. That's what we need to do with Idi Amin. Idi Amin, I'm his campaign manager. We're going to find out what Toronto, that's the biggest city. We're going to find out what their fucking weakness is. It could be some sort of a food. It's not drugs. It's not the booze. It's the Leafs. If you go in there and promise them a cup, they haven't won since 67, the poor bastards. You go in there, you promise them a cup, Idi Amin could be fucking president. Or at least mayor of Toronto. He could at least be mayor. And that's what this country needs. That is 100% what this country needs. I'm tired of this guy, you know? Everybody says he's handsome. All right, he's all right, but Jesus Christ. How low is the bar right now? This is getting real bad. Go walk into a fucking office of a UPS and you're going to see at least 3-4 dudes better looking than him. Take it easy. It's like, do you women even go outside? This is why you're making up these lies. You know? You're making up these lies because you don't go outside. If you were to go outside, I guarantee you some even more handsome gents. That's right, gents. Would approach you, they would, I don't know, they put the hand out, I don't know, they're holding the hand, what do you want? They'll take it to you. You need a flower, look, there's plenty of gents, they got flower shops in every town, they'll get you some flowers. Go outside, don't stay inside. That's a bad idea. I can't believe I'm saying this. I'm the progressive, you know? The mullahs in Iran say, woman, stay inside. I'm telling you to go outside. And you're mad at me. I'm telling you to go outside and enjoy your life. Get off the thing. Stop yelling at people. Da, 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 da. Brrr. Brrr. Stop it. Just go outside. It's beautiful. Have you tried it? When the sun is out, it's the perfect time. It's summer. It's summer, ladies. Go outside. Get off the thing. Okay? I see this lady. It's her birthday and it's just her. I think she took all the videos. I'm sure she has friends. I'm sure she has a lot of friends that really care about her and will be there. If she has to move and she needs people to help pack a couple boxes, not even move the stuff. She bought movers. She didn't buy them. They're not slaves. But she rented them. The company pays them a salary. She rented them. But they're not going to come. You know, I'm sure they'll come. No, they'll 100% come. They're going to come. They're going to come help you. But I'm sure she has friends. She had friends come to the party. But before the party, she's got the big thing. It says her age. It's like made out of crystals. I don't know if there was ice and cocaine in it. There might have been some fentanyl. Something was in there, but it said the age and the numbers. She got some, I don't know. She didn't even have balloons. It was like jewelry instead of balloons. It was wild. It looked like, again, a lot of this stuff these women are doing, it looks like from the Saddam Hussein collection. There's a lot of shine and a lot of gold. I don't understand it. Imagine that shit. He had a fucking collection. She's taking all the videos in front of all her decorations before, like, it's like she's living in her fantasy world. She's with her friends. And it reminds me of that Pusha T line. Never, never trust a bitch who finds love in a camera. She will fuck it. What was it? She will fuck you, turn around and fuck a janitor. That's right. Poor guy. I butchered his lyrics. It was a beautiful line. And I'm on your side. I want you to go outside. Please. Please go outside. Get off the thing. Your brain's going into mush. Remember? Can't have it. You can't have it. Go. You gotta go outside. I can't just be out here without. Man, those people, those fight fans. Honestly, I'm not gonna get into it. It's just, it's entertainment to me. I already lose enough fucking brain cells and years off my life watching soccer. That's enough for me. I can't take on another sport. And the fuck, I mean, I can't like get behind a dude. I can get behind a team. It's like players retire, but the team, it goes for like 200 years if they were raised right. But these fight fans, they're very respectful. And it's shocking, yeah. The stereotype is what it is. But they're very respectful. I mean, soccer's the most fucking corrupt sport in the world, man. The most fucking corrupt sport. They got Qatar hosting 2022 World Cup. What else do you want me to say? What else? Half of you don't even know where fucking Qatar is. I guarantee you can't find Qatar on a map. So you already know it was bribed. Okay, you don't need to look up the case or anything. Let me save you some aggravation. It was clearly fixed. It was hilariously fixed. It almost looked like a parody. It's the most goddamn corrupt sport in the world. I'm watching the World Cup qualifiers. You got Iran playing Bahrain. It's a former colony. There's a lot of beefs. Let me put it this way. I got 20 during that day. From match day, I got 25 messages from my friends. None of them were about the game. Everything was about, yo, these people eat lizards. It was some sort of reference to how some of them in the villages and shit, some of them love to barbecue some lizard. I don't know if it's true. I'm lying. I know it's true. I've seen that shit. I'm sure it's not all of them doing it, but I've seen it. It's wild. And for some reason, Iranians love to point that out, that a small group of these countries just south of the Persian Gulf love to barbecue lizard. Now, I don't know if barbecued lizard is good. I've never had it. I don't plan on having no barbecued lizard. That doesn't seem something appetizing to me. I think there is a higher chance of me approaching an angry woman and telling her to smile. I'm not trying no lizard. Especially, I'm not, even if I was, it'd be boiled or something. I'm not fucking eating barbecued lizard with the charred skin. You could still see his head, but he's all roasted. That's fucking scary to me. Put it on the list with the angry woman in Saddam. Put it on the fucking list. Good God, but those were what the messages were about. This is a big rivalry, and it's become political. There's a lot of corruption, and you get tired of it. You love soccer, but you see these other sports. I mean, none of them are fucking perfect. A lot of them. I mean, look at the NBA, for example. That's a fucking embarrassment. Is that even a sport? At that point, it's not competition. It's a fucking video game, some of them. There's no def. I mean, you fucking heard this before. There's worse, but at least they don't have, like, you know, the NBA, suddenly NBA Finals isn't going to be hosted in fucking Papua New Guinea. Nobody cares, but for some reason, Papua New Guinea gets rich and bribes the fucking FIBA official or NBA official. There's none of that. And then I think that's why the UFC works. It's a dictatorship. There's no commissioner and like 16 fucking 32 owners and general managers and shit. There's one guy, he's bald, he wears a fucking shirt, puts a blazer on sometimes, once in a while he puts on a shirt. Got a fucking, you don't know where his neck and his chin meet. It's somewhere around here in the middle area, maybe upper middle class. But that's why it works, and that's why we need a dictator. The UFC works because Dana White is one dude. He's one dude. He runs the thing. He calls makes the phone calls. He books the fights. Puts it on the spreadsheet. That's why we need Idi Amin. We need one guy to run some shit. so we can straighten some. There's too many cooks in the kitchen. I'm telling you. You know, I had an aunt. You know, I had a fucking aunt that would, you know, people think Iran is a dump. There's people that think Iran is a dump, and then there's people that fucking rave about it like it's the best thing ever. I'm like, all right. I would troll this aunt. I'd be like, yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's excellent over there. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm telling you. That bridge, 100%, highest quality bridge ever. It knocks out, the bridges out of the buildings here are nice. Yes, fabrics and linens, high quality over there, much better than here. Hey, why don't we just go back? Shit gets so mad. People get so fucking mad. Like, why don't we just go back if it's so good? It's a reason we're here. It's not as, the answer's in the middle. Some people, there's animals out there, people, that think it's some sort of patch of sand. It's a desert. They got some like cartoon image of it. Of sand on fire and tumbleweeds and like a camel and a couple people holding some swords. They got some sort of cartoon image of the Middle East. But that's not what it's about. Yes, there's some oil, okay? But it's just like here. It is just like anywhere in the West. It's just like Canada. It's just like the United States. And yes, maybe even England. Australia, Germany, all got the same problems. We are all the same people. We have the same problems, and that's women lying about men trying to make them smile, man. Fucking hell. Nobody's trying to make you smile. I guarantee you, no one wants to come up to you and talk to you. Nobody. You don't look pleasant, first of all. Why would anybody want to approach you and tell you, hey, change your unpleasant face? Nobody's coming up to you. I guarantee you this is a lie. I guarantee it. Like Joe Namath. Or George Bush. Mission accomplished. What if I'm wrong? And maybe all my friends are gentlemen. That's the only other explanation. That's the only other explanation I can come up with. For not having ever witnessed this. I've never heard about this. None of my friends have heard about this. That's the only explanation I can come up with. That me and my friends, who, couple of them, I mean, I myself, I'm banned from the Iranian embassy. There is a patch of Canadian soil I cannot go on. It's still Canadian soil. I don't care if it's an embassy. It's in this country. I don't care about that fucking diplomatic rule. There's a patch of the town I grew up in. I can't go on the street called Metcalf. Okay, I got friends that have voted twice. I got friends that I'm not going to say if they did commit a crime or they may have witnessed commit a crime or maybe they did nothing, but maybe they heard something about another thing. I'm not going to say any of that. Maybe us, we are gentlemen. That's the only other explanation. Otherwise, I think all these bitches are lying. Good night.